This is Bill Bartee. Do you keep up with your kids on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter? Maybe your grandkids, neighbors, or relatives? Well, we want you to keep up with the gang at Jesse Brown's. Check us out because we post segments from the show, special events that we're having, and sponsoring, and pictures from adventures, trips, and journeys that people that shop with us are taking. It could be you. Type us in at Jesse Brown's and join in on the fun.
All right, Bill, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and we're about to celebrate the 13th anniversary of the Fly Fishing Film Tour.
Can you believe that, Don?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Listen, for a lot of our listeners out there, I'm sure if you mentioned going to the movies to watch fly fishing, they would think, is that a real thing?
It sure is. It's a sold-out real thing.
Well, just think about the popular television programs back in the 60s and 70s. You remember them, Don. Kirk Gowdy was on there, that sort of thing. And then, of course, the 70s and 80s brought us Jimmy Houston and Bill Dance. Again, on television, as we have advanced through those decades and through those years, it's really gotten modern over the past 13 years with this fly fishing celebration. And yes, it is a real thing. And yes, it is worth going to if you have an interest in independent film, maybe travel, especially if you have an interest in fishing or fly fishing. And it's crisscrossing North America, showing some of the most popular new releases of movies featuring fly fishing. Our next guest helps put it all together. His name is Chris Keg from Boulder, Colorado, and he's with the Fly Fishing Film Tour. Chris, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Good morning. Glad to be here. Always looking forward to this conversation. Enjoy it.
Well, we're excited because on Thursday, March 21st, the 13th edition, the 2019 edition, if you will, of the Fly Fishing Film Tour is coming to the Visualite Theater here in Charlotte, North Carolina. And we'll have plenty of people who travel from across our metro area, across our region even, to participate in this movie event slash party and get together. Everybody's welcome. $14 to get in there. But listen, how long have you been doing this, and secondly, how many venues does the Fly Fishing Film Tour go to across the world?
Yeah, so this is my 13th year coming up on it, and we've been doing it for, you know, for that time. Over the years, it's grown for sure, you know, as more people get interested in the sport, as more people, you know, start to realize that there's a thing out there called Fly Fishing Film Tour. It really has taken off over the past few years, and we've really been excited about its growth. And, you know, right now we're probably going to be in about 160 cities across the U.S. and Canada, and then we are probably going to be in about 10 international cities as well. So, you know, the name and the recognition and the love of the sport, obviously it's grown to the point where we're getting a lot of inbound traffic and a lot of people wanting to put the show on, which is fantastic because really our job is to, you know, show the sport of fly fishing as something in an entertaining light, as well as get people interested and enjoy themselves in the outdoors.
Well, it's quite an honor to have your film selected, but how many applicants were there this year?
You know, we probably get between 40 and 50 submissions. So we do get a lot. And what we're finding, and it, I probably repeat myself year after year with you guys, but the quality of filmmaking is really going up, which is great for the audience, bad for us, because it makes our decision very hard at the end of the day to choose, you know, 2 hours of content. Because when you boil it down, I mean, you're only looking at between 8 and 10 segments. And, you know, the percentage out of the amount of submissions is pretty low. So, you know, we're finding it harder and harder to choose the films because they're all getting very good, which we're proud of. You know, we're proud of the guys out there shooting. We're proud of all the folks who are submitting stuff because they are getting extremely well done.
Well, give us some advice for a budding filmmaker, someone who wants to maybe submit next year, who has a couple of ideas they want to put together. Give us some good advice on what it takes to make a real quality film.
Sure. I mean, there's obviously a lot of kind of things that go into it. First and foremost is the quality and the work, right? So, you know, the filmmaker has to have a good eye, get creative shots, understand kind of what tells the story. The other thing is really kind of craft your story, you know, and decide kind of where you want that story to go, because the fly fishing film tour as a whole is an aggregation of submissions, right? But the beauty of it really relies on the variety and the pacing of how these things all go together as well. So there's always certain things that we struggle to get enough of. One is just fish porn, right? Just fish, catching fish, enjoying fishing, just a fun short segment. The other one is humor. The humor is hard this year. We got lucky. We have Hank Patterson has a whole piece, which is obviously extremely funny. And then the other part of it is just work on your storytelling craft. You know, work on the story and create the story before you go shoot it. Just don't shoot random stuff and then try to create the story afterwards, because that's A, hard to do, and B, you could have had a better product. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Chris Keg is joining us. He's with WebEye Media Group and the Fly Fishing Film Tour. He's out of Boulder, Colorado, joining the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's, talking about the Fly Fishing Film Tour and its appearance here March 21st at the Visualite Theater. And, Chris, it seems like each year there's always exciting scenes and people, but there seems like each year there's a little bit of a different feel to it. One year could be conservation, the next history, the next human interest stories, or maybe a pursuit of more ladies fly fishing. Does 2019 have its own feel? And if so, what would that feel or topic be for 2019?
Yeah, no, it definitely does. The 2019 film tour, you know, the overall feel is it's a little more local, it's a little more family-ish. And the reason why I say that is, you know, this year we made a push and the filmmakers delivered to kind of get more attainable destinations, right? So we have father and son steelheading in Idaho and the Pacific Northwest. We have a female angler in the Henry's Fork. We have guys fishing for muskie. We have a piece from Hank Patterson in South Dakota. And we still have the exotics, right? We still have the Seychelles, and we still have Australia and really fantastic pieces from those guys. But the feel of this one is much more kind of domestic, as well as, you know, RA made a piece on called Next Gen, which is about a father and son. So there is kind of a family element to it. To me, this is probably one of the best lineup of films as an aggregate, just because of how diverse they are, but how well made they are as well. And they just flow really well, and the content's fantastic.
Well, one of the ones I recall from past years that really made an impact was an exotic location, which was in Mongolia for Tame and Salmon. And I think a lot of people put that on their bucket list, and it's still just swirling around in there because of your films on it. What are the exotic locations this year? The Seychelles?
Yeah, so we have Indio Permit from the Seychelles. We also have Yako, which is Captain Jack Productions. He did a piece from Australia, which is very interesting just because it's a little bit different and it's not your standard fish. You know, they're fishing for these things that they refer to as blue bastards, and I'm sure that's not the scientific name.
Of course it is.
But it's kind of a different fish in a different location. So those are two that really kind of stick out in my head, and they're, you know, as exotic as it gets, but we really enjoyed seeing it because it's not just the fly fishing destination, right? The Seychelles is a bucket list. The eastern edge of Australia is not until now. So it's a lot of exploratory stuff, a lot of, you know, guys figuring it out, which personally I really enjoy.
Well, and just for our listeners to know, and you may be able to tell by Chris speaking with us, is these are several films. They aren't like going to the AMC or the local theater and watching a 2 or 3 hour movie. These are movies that go anywhere from 2 minutes to maybe 15 minutes, but they're all put together. Something like Bounce, which is a tarpon fishing film that's in the 2019 Fly Fishing Film Tour. I think, Chris, is only 2 minutes long.
Yeah, that one's only 2 minutes long, and it plays kind of right at the beginning of the film. And it's an illustration of fantastic cinematography, and it tells a pretty good story in only 2 minutes. You'd be surprised.
It's what they call a short, and it is getting rave reviews as the tour travels around North America. Chris Kegg, I have to ask you this as we are running close on time. Here we are, the 13th tour of the globe-traveling fly fishing film tour, but you're probably hard at work on 2020. Back to what Don was asking earlier about submissions and that sort of thing. Does your job for 2020's tour already start now that we're in March of 2019?
You know, it does a little bit. You know, a lot of the conversations we'll have in the next couple months is kind of what people are thinking to do, because they usually film end of summer, beginning of fall. That's when a lot of films take place. So my job this year and currently is really to take care of all the affiliate programs and all the theaters, because we'll be showing movies till mid to late May. So I'm still pretty much deep in the weeds of 2019. And then once I get to about May, then we start turning the transition over to talking to filmmakers, putting it out there, making sure people understand, you know, our guidelines. And that's usually the best time for that push, because everyone's kind of coming off the high of the film tour itself and everyone's kind of ready to go.
Well, it's also known, I'm going all proper here calling it the Fly Fishing Film Tour. It's also known by its shorthand name, the F3T. You can go to the website flyfilmtour.com and see trailers of the movies, the schedule. You can buy tickets as well. Of course, we're excited about the Charlotte showing, just so that you know, it's at the Visualite Theater off of Elizabeth Avenue, Thursday, March 21st. We'll have live music at 5:30. The movies will start promptly at 7. Chris Kegg from WebEye Media Group and the Fly Fishing Film Tour, thank you for joining the Outdoor Guys here on the Carolina Outdoors.